This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 1st. God's word for you today is by symbols and tokens. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 18, and it says, "For we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan blocked our way." Satan will not block your way in Jesus' name. Every way that has been blocked, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command it unblocked. The reality of spiritual activity is before us in an undeniable way. The King James Version of today's scripture reference reads, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." You could sense some tint of arrogance in Paul's voice that Satan successfully withstood him. Spiritual warfare is real, yet we have and we will conquer in the name of Jesus. What the point of contact basically does is it helps in releasing your faith. If there is something that serves as a point of contact towards what you are believing God for, it helps you release your faith. The focus is not on that point of contact item. The point of contact item is merely a symbol of your faith in the Lord. We are going to be looking at three ways by which point of contact operates. The first is point of contact by symbols and tokens. This is transferring God's power via symbols and tokens or materials. We see a classic example of this in Acts 19, verse 11 to 12. God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles when handkerchiefs or aprons that have merely touched his skin were placed on sick people. They were healed of their diseases and evil spirits were expelled. Those handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched Paul's body became points of contact items to carry the power of God for healing. Note that it was not recorded that Paul charged them $50,000 per handkerchief or apron. It is just unbelievable what people do these days. When Jesus clearly says in Matthew 10 verse 8, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received." God can use the mantle of one placed on another to kickstart the other in a particular direction. For example, Elijah, Elisha. The mantle, the clothing of Elijah was dropped on Elisha, and that became a point of contact to kickstart Elisha in the supernatural. It is recorded that Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah. Double portion maybe, or maybe it is deeper than that. The point is that point of contact happened. However, there are certain situations where God wants to birth a new order, and the people in question need a point of contact that emanates from within and not from a predecessor. A classic example is the story of David and Saul in 1 Samuel 17 verse 38 to 39. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a cloth of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he assayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with this, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. Some of us need to put off Saul's armor in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Because if Saul's armor was sufficient to take down Goliath, why didn't he go and take down Goliath with his armor? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my heart to you and all you're doing this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.